You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
On today's Finishing Well, we're talking about heartbreak IRAs. And you might be saying, Robbie, what in the world do you mean heartbreak IRAs? That's an investment retirement account is what an IRA is. But when you look at Proverbs, you know, Solomon, he knew about IRAs because he wrote, hope deferred makes the heart sick. This is Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Which, you know, kind of gets to the idea of the whole IRA thing to begin with, that when you started investing this money, you had a hope, right, for what the purpose of the money was.
Which is a comfortable, desirable retirement.
Right. And that you wouldn't have to worry about money and that, you know, you would be able to live your retirement years and have fun. And I couldn't help but think of my own dad's situation. Again, you're listening to Hans Scheil, certified financial planner, and I kind of am the helper that is not such an expert at all. But anyway, in my dad's case, you know, my dad lived to 88, passed away here a couple weeks ago. But I think of the joy that he had in his retirement, you know, based on what his hope was fulfilled. And he had really wanted to travel with his wife. And his wife had passed away by the time he moved here a few years ago. And so he said, well, I can't travel with Teresa. That was what I was really hoping when I retired. But so we said, well, Dad, we'll go with you. Where do you want to go? And so he goes, well, I want to go to Hawaii. And so, you know, that's one of the joys that I think, you know, that made his heart, you know, a tree of life, was that we all got to enjoy what it was that he originally was hoping for when he set up his retirement.
Sure. And so he finished, and when he passed, and you're his executor, and you really discovered within a week of his death, where you were just reading these financial statements, getting ready to do your job as executor, and you knew that most of this money was passing to your brothers and sisters, that you discovered how much of his money was really in IRAs, because I showed you how to read. It's just right there on the top of the thing.
It was actually shocking to me, and lo and behold, yeah, sure was. And that changed a lot of things when I realized, wow, these are all these are IRAs, which have tax implications.
Well, yeah, so let's read the scripture. I don't know if you need to read it. You can probably quote it.
Well, it's a hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life.
So what does that mean, and how does that relate to RMDs, or required minimum distributions? And I really started out on the show, we want to keep part of the show teaching, but teaching sometimes can be boring.
Yeah.
And I'm reading my workbook, the second book that we had published, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. In the workbook on page 63, I'm reading the IRA section, getting ready for today's show, and I see these charts that show at each age what your required minimum distribution that starts following age 70 and a half, let's just say age 70. And every time I get on these, first of all, this is so misunderstood. I've been over it with you several times on the show, and it was like I was giving you new news just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I don't think in letters, IRA, you know, I don't necessarily think in those kind of things, or, you know, 401k, those were words that, you know, obviously have been used in retirement accounts, but understanding, you know, over doing all this many shows, that when we're talking about an IRA, we're talking about something somebody invested with as a tax shelter, essentially to allow their investment to grow for retirement without having paid tax on that income at the time that it was originally put in there, unless it's a Roth IRA, and we talked about that before. But regular IRAs are essentially money that's in an investment that has never had the income tax paid on it. And because of that, the government is saying, okay, guys, it's time to start paying your tax. And with that, you get these new letters called RMD.
Yeah, required minimum distribution. So let's look through those three words.
Okay.
I mean, we know what the third one is, distribution.
Right.
That means, you know, and the first one is required. So this is a required distribution. The middle one is minimum. So this is the government saying, by the time you reach age 70, you are required to take a minimum amount, and you can look on page 63 to see what that is. Like in your first year of distribution.
This might be a good time, actually, to mention that if you go to cardinalguide.com and you click on the Seven Worries tab, this section on IRAs in the workbook is free. You can download page 63 so that you can look
the whole chapter. The whole chapter.
All you have to do is go to cardinalguide.com, Seven Worries tab. You know, there it's in the IRAs on the
workbook. Right there. You can read the whole book at no charge, both the book and the workbook. You can also send me an email or a note or something on the website, and I'll send one out to you. And you can also buy it on Amazon. It's not very expensive. So if you look at age 70, I mean, your first year, so let's say you're a RMD person. I ain't taking any money out of there and paying any tax until I have to. And then when I have to, I'm going to take just the minimum. Well, what is that amount? Well, whatever your balance was on December 31st of last year, 2018, whatever that balance, and they have to send it to you, your IRA custodian, you would take that times 3.65%. So that doesn't sound too bad. So if you had $200,000 in your IRA, you'd have to pull out about $7,000, something like that, a little over $7,000. And then your taxes on that would, depending on your bracket and all that, would be $2,000-$3,000 between federal and state. But boy, you'd have thought you're making people take out $1 million or something. I mean, people get mad about this. So they're making me take that out, and that's
which
not fair.
Which gets back to that, what were you hoping for? You know, why did you, you know, essentially invest this money? What was the hope, you know?
Well, I can
tell
you the anti-hope.
Okay.
Paying taxes. So people are going to answer that question and say, well, I can tell you what I wasn't hoping for. It was a tax bill. Well, I got news for you. Either you or your spouse after you die or your kids after you die, somebody's going to pay the taxes on this.
Right.
And if they do it all at once, it's going to be a whole lot bigger bill. So when these things were set up, they actually didn't even have this rule when they were first set up. This RMD, or required minimum distribution, came in later. So they're saying, we're going to have to really require people to start drawing out of this thing. My point is, what you just tried to take us back to is, what's your hope? What's your plan? What do you need this? First of all, you don't have to wait till you're 70. If you're over 59 and a half, you can take money out of these things, and you can just pay the taxes, and you can spend the money as you wish.
Right, because you put that money in there with some type of hope, And the thing I can't help but note that, you know, use it while you still can enjoy it, because, you know, when you get to be 88, like my dad, he could no longer walk and do things that he wouldn't have enjoyed Hawaii near as much at 88 as he enjoyed it at 86, so to speak, or that kind of thing.
Well, so if you look at this chart and you're seeing at age 70, it's 3.65%, and your father, for his last minimum distribution, which you're going to have to do for him in the year he died, which is this year, at age 88, it's just 7.88%. So you can see why he's got so much accumulated, because my guess is he's only pulled the minimum out just all along. He hadn't been adding anything in years, and he was earning more in some years than he was pulling out, so the thing's been going up.
All right, well, let's talk about what his hope was. And I happen to know, because, you know, I'm his son, and I,
right?
You know, his hope was to leave that to my brothers and sisters. It really was. I mean, my dad was a lot about having you know, an estate to turn over, you know, an inheritance that came from him. That was a big deal to him, and that was a big deal to God too. He wanted his kids to have a big inheritance, and so with that hope, had he actually gotten your advice a number of years before those minimum distributions, my brothers and sisters wouldn't be getting the tax bill that they're fixing to get, right?
Well, yeah. So they're each going to have the opportunity to defer it even further. But if experience tells me anything, because I work with people on this all the time when clients pass away and then their children come into me and ask me what to do with all this stuff. And a lot of times I'll recommend the deferring. And, you know, their question is, how much can I get? They need the money. They're usually in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they need the money. And so if there's $50,000 coming to them, they ain't going to get $50,000. They're going to get about 30. And then about 20 of it's going to have to go into tax. And if they don't withhold that much out of the distribution, probably by the time they add that 50 grand on top of their regular income, if they're still working, the total tax, it's going to be 20, because they're going to have a big tax year. And that all, let's say, maybe couldn't be prevented, but it certainly could be mitigated. So there's a way to have your IRA, if that's your true desire with it, is to pass it on to your kids. There's better ways to do this.
Yeah, and one of those, I think, is just sheer genius. I really do. As I look at it, I went, wow, if he'd have done that, you know, my brothers and sisters would have gotten probably more money and got it tax-free. When we come back, we're going to talk about that for sure, because we're going to, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately, we've got to pay the bill somehow, so we get to go to a break. But before we do that, we want to mention again that this show is brought to you by Cardinal Guide. CardinalGuide.com is the website where you can, of course, get the free download of today's chapter on IRAs at the 7 Worries tab. But we also want to say that, wow, if you're wanting to, like, you've got to go into Walmart right now or something, and you want to make sure you hear how you can capitalize on this RMD, this required minimum distribution, well, you can just say, hey, Siri, play the Finishing Well podcast. Or you can say, hey, Alexa, when you get home tonight, play me the Finishing Well podcast. It'll be up there this afternoon. You can hear the rest of the show and all the previous shows right there on our podcast.
And listen, if any of you have a question, you want to ask me something, you just go to cardinalguide.com. My phone number's there. There's also a messaging thing that you can go on, and my assistant's on that all the time. You send one in now, she'll be on it in about 5 minutes. I mean, or just or 1 minute. So we're available. If you want to ask any questions or you want us to cover something on the show, let us know.
So today's show, a heartbreak deferred IRAs. We're going to get back to that in just a minute. So please stay tuned. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well, and today's show, Heartbreak IRAs. And it's kind of based on this proverb that Solomon wrote, Proverbs 13:12, a hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. And you know, what an opportunity, really, people that have worked so hard and invested all these monies in IRAs, you know, this is really a phenomenal resource to really to bring a tree of life into your family in so many, not that money buys happiness, but certainly part of your hope would require it, I would guess, at this point in your life.
And so what's your longing with this money? I mean, right, that's what you really need to ask yourself. That's what I'm going to ask you when I get together with you. And, you know, it could be a necessity as well as a longing that you may need to draw from this IRA account to live. And then these minimum distributions are not really an issue for you. If you're younger than 70 or just retiring at that point or younger, and then you got your Social Security and you got some other savings, but this could be a big picture of the income that we're going to create for you. And then we're going to back check that to make sure it all meets with minimum distributions. But for people, when their longing is for retirement income, they generally don't need to be listening to this whole thing. The people we're talking to here, which is a lot of people, are the accumulators, the people that the money's there and they're afraid to touch it.
Well, and there's those people that their longing was to build a kingdom of God. And so they want to use this money for the kingdom. And there's strategies there that are really
remarkable.
I mean,
the QCD, we can sit down. Once you're 70 and a half, we can, I can help you do this as you're doing it. You can give up to $100,000 a year to the church directly from your IRA. It won't even show up on your tax return. And it counts as a minimum distribution. So
there's really a tree of life on that one.
So that might be part of your longing, and we can factor that in there. And then you might want to give some money to your kids while you're still alive, if that's you were ultimately wanting to pass it to them. Then you can make these withdrawals in a real conservative manner, but we make these withdrawals, and then you pay the tax, and then you give the difference tax-free to your kids or the grandkids or the intended beneficiaries. I mean, that's another way to go.
Right, but the one genius idea that really, I wish my dad had taken advantage of was using those RMD, the required minimum distributions, to invest in something else for your inheritance.
Which is life insurance.
Right.
So even if you're up in your 70s and you've been doing this minimum distribution thing, or you're even in your early 80s, if your health is reasonable, okay? It could even be, some would call it poor health. It's amazing what these life insurance companies will do, but let's just stay with someone in their 70s. We can set up a life insurance policy that will effectively, it will empty your IRA over the years, and you're going to pay the taxes each year on that distribution, and you take the net amount, and you use it to purchase a life insurance or pay the premium on a life insurance policy. And ultimately, your kids are going to, your beneficiaries, if they're your kids or grandkids or whomever, are going to receive more than they would have out of the IRA with the minimum distributions taken out.
And they're
not going to have to pay any taxes.
Yeah, tax-free.
It's tax-free. Life insurance benefits are tax-free. So that's fairly simple to set it up. We have about 100 life insurance companies that all have about 15 to 20 different products. So I wouldn't begin to start talking about them we have all those selections because everybody's needs are different. But the whole concept is to take much more than the minimum and drain the IRA over some period of years. And when the IRA is empty, the life insurance premiums stop. And then you still have control over the money because those cash values inside of the life insurance policy are accessible to you if you needed them. I mean, a lot of them, that's why you don't want to give your money away in retirement because you're figuring later on you might need it. And just to frost the whole thing over, we could take that life insurance policy, which is an intended death benefit, and put some long-term care benefits on there so that you could access that death benefit yourself tax-free. To pay
your
benefits.
Family would, you say you, but actually, believe me, having understood long-term care from a standpoint of your family, they're accessing the benefits so that you're cared for well, and it takes so much pressure off of them and their own guilt and whatever as they're dealing with seeing how you're being taken care of as a result of having, this hope not deferred, but, being able to have this tree of life actually while you're still alive.
Well, and you don't have to do this with your whole IRA either. If you have a substantial IRA, and what I don't want to see happen is you just take the minimum, then you do better in investment performance than the amount you're taking. I'd like to see that happen, but so you have a big accumulated balance at your death, and then your kids need the money so they don't defer it further, and there's a huge tax bill, and this just kind of gets wiped out or severely dented. I'd really like to sit down with you and figure out maybe with just part of it. There's just better ways to pass on money than through the beneficiary of an IRA.
Right, and it's fascinating to me how what looks like a pain, this idea of RMD, can really be a huge blessing at being able to to take this investment and use it the way you had planned or God had planned with you to do it. You know, it's just awesome when you think about what the benefits were. And you had that one client that one of your first guys when you started your new company that really it played out wonderfully for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's Marshall in the book here, and he goes through several chapters of the original guide. And we took what was about 500 grand in IRA money, and then we apportioned about 200,000 of it to a second to die life insurance that paid for long-term care for he and his wife. And we took the other 300,000 and we put it into something that's shooting off the premiums for a life insurance policy that's going to pay tax-free benefits to their kids. And then there was another hidden IRA of about 300,000 that he was keeping off to the side. This guy was a dentist. And he had been very successful, very frugal, and a smart saver. And he wanted to give that other IRA to missions, Bible missions to China, where he wanted to get Bibles into China. And after his death, I helped his son do that.
Yeah, so just think of the beauty of what happened. I mean, with that, how God leveraged that money for the kingdom. I mean, his son got way more as a result of the life insurance than the tax bill he would have gotten with the IRA money. All this money went to Bibles, you know, plus, you know, the joy that you had in taking part in, that building the kingdom through him.
Oh, yeah. I took some of the commissions that I earned, and we talked about that, and I used part of it to go to Ed Slott to learn how to do all this stuff. And then I also took part of it and gave him to the missions to China as well. And Dr. Bob was really, he was big time on that we needed to get Bibles into China, and that the Asians needed, you know, they needed to hear the word of God. So
well, yeah, I took him at his word. Many stories on China and these people, you know, on a whole church of hundreds of people having one Bible for the entire church. And, you know, they, you know, 30 days before you ever see the word of God again. And these people are, you know, crying, and then the day they get it, they're in complete rejoicing, take the day off from work, because that's the day they got the word of God in their house. And when you think of what the leverage was for the kingdom, you know, based on, you know, how God gave this man wisdom, but the cool thing was he passed it along to you because that's how you found out about Ed Slott. But now think of all the people that are learning about QCDs through this radio show and different ways that God's leveraged the same information now to build the kingdom in so many ways.
Yeah, I get joy every time somebody takes, even if it's a small piece of their IRA, and it puts it in a QCD. Because, first of all, that's money that the kingdom might have never seen. And then, second of all, if it's money that the kingdom would have seen, I know that my clients are now getting a tax advantage gift that they wouldn't have otherwise received just giving in the normal way. So it's, you know, it's great.
And so it's worth taking a hard look in what are my hopes. You know, what was it that I was really hoping for, you know, when I began to make this investment, realizing that God has in mind for you for that to be a tree of life, right? He's not having in mind that your hope is deferred. He's having in mind that you realize that hope and you get to see that while you can still enjoy it.
Well, and a lot of folks are somewhat scared by their IRA balances. They never in their wildest dreams imagined that they would accumulate this much money. In some ways, it scares people, and then people just naturally want to avoid taxes, and taxes are inevitable. So we can sit down with you, and we got to look at your Social Security check, we got to look at your IRA balance, look at any other money you have coming in, look at what your expenses are. Most of the time, we end up recommending to people increased distributions from their IRAs and going ahead and paying some of the tax now.
You know, for me personally, I feel so blessed to sit down with somebody like Hans, and I never talk to him. He doesn't say, now, Robbie, we got to make sure we have money set aside if you need a roof on your house or this happens, that happens. He's always, you know, and I'm just saying from my own experience that you can't help but feel good about somebody that's always trying to think about the things you're not thinking about to make sure that your family is taken care of and that everything's planned out accordingly so that you don't have hope deferred, that you can live out what God, you know, was designing for you. So it's a real opportunity for all of you listening, because I know this man's heart, that you can go to his website and you can say, Hans, I got this question, just like he described. He means that wholeheartedly. He wants to help you. And so you've got this question, or you want a free book, or whatever it is that they can do for you. It's Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after the little bird. CardinalGuide.com. Again, there you're going to find the podcast. If you weren't able to hear the beginning of the show today, you know, don't forget, you can just say, "Hey, Siri, I want to listen to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil." But you don't even have to say the Certified Financial Planner. I did it on my phone for Hans a little while ago, and he was like, "Wow, this is cool. It's how easy is that?"
Now, we have offices in Durham. That's our home office. We got an office out by the airport in Greensboro. We have an office in Charlotte. We're just moving to a new and larger location there. And frankly, over half our clients, we never meet in person, or we seldom meet them in person. We do business over the phone. Now we can do just about everything we need to do, or everything we need to do, with electronic applications.
And Pennsylvania and Ohio. And
we got, I'm just looking at a map. We've got 11 clients out in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. We got 68.
Their hope's not deferred.
68 in California. Down in Florida, we have almost 100. I mean, they're all over places like Iowa. We've got 59 clients or something. I grew up in Iowa, so just somehow it's blossomed there.
So, wow. You can see the opportunity that God has afforded us. And we thank you so much for listening to the Truth Network, for listening to Finishing Well. And we'll be back next week, same time, same station.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.